Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, King Jesus. We thank you for your presence. Even now, I pray for a holy hunger and a desperation to be stirred up within every individual standing in this place. A sensitivity towards the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Welcome. And first of all, I would again just like to honor the spiritual authority of this house, which is Pastor Leon and Esther Lee Dupria, for allowing me to take this service. This is something for those who were not here this morning. I've said this morning as well. This is something that I do not take lightly nor for granted. I see this as a heavy responsibility standing. It's very humbling experience for me standing here before you guys. So I just want to say thank you, first of all, that you received me so well. And I honor Pastor Leon. I honor the mantle that is upon his life. And who could feel the presence of God? So I'm very excited for this fast coming up. Who's going to fast? Okay, now, through this message, I'm going to share a short message. We always say that. A short message on fasting. I'm going to try and keep it short because I really want to lay hands upon you. And I feel the presence of God is upon me even now. I feel the power of God. Even throughout this week, as I've been preparing for this service, I just felt the tangible presence of God upon me throughout this week. Now, wherever I moved, I just feel the presence of God. And I've got this excitement in my spirit. And so I'm going to try and get through this quickly. I pray that this message will change the way that you see fasting. It will renew your mind. It will give you a new mindset going into this fast. Amen. Because many times before we go into a fast, we experience a sense of being anxious or even afraid. You know, going into a fast is not always easy because we're afraid we might fail. And that's all normal. But I pray that even after this message that you will have more confidence and that you will enter this fast with a new mindset, with a Holy Kingdom perspective. Amen. So I'm going to be going through notes. I will try to speak more to you rather than reading from the notes, but I don't want to miss something because there's really some good stuff in here. I might be touching on some stuff that Pastor Leon have already said. So please just have grace upon me. I need to get through this. So there's a system that I need to follow. Amen. I'm going to be just share with you a short message on fasting. And we're going to start with Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. And so we can just put this on the board. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. And this is the scripture that Leon quoted earlier on, where it says that if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And the threefold cord is not quickly broken. In another translation, it says not easily broken. Now you see that there's certain laws in the spiritual dimension that we can apply to our lives that loosens the power and the anointing of God upon your life. There's certain principles that you can apply to your life to loosen the anointing upon your life, to bring the power and the presence of God stronger upon your life. If you look on in Acts 10 verse 30 to 31, it says, so Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms are remembered in the sight of God. Now, as Pastor Leon have said, that the threefold cord that cannot be broken is prayer, fasting, and giving. I guarantee you that if you apply these principles to your life, that you will live a life of abundance, of breakthrough. There will be no lack whatsoever. Amen. Now, Cornelius was living a life filled with the threefold cord principles. And as a result of this, the heavens was open and he caught God's attention. He caught God's attention. When you come before God and you fast, it symbolizes that you humble yourself before God. It says to God that, you listen, I place you first in my life. I need more of you in your life. I need more of you in my life. I'm hungry. I'm desperate for more of you. Amen. Now we can see that as he fasted. Now, this is a principle that he applied in his life regularly. And this is through these dynamics, Cornelius actually received the grace, and through him, God actually used him to jumpstart the very first revival among the Gentiles. Amen. So, fasting. Now, I'm only going to take out one of the topics out of the threefold cord, which is fasting. But I need you to remember that fasting, prayer, and giving, they're entwined. Okay, they walk hand in hand. You cannot do the one without the other. Amen. So tonight I'm just going to be speaking on fasting, preaching on fasting, but I need you to remember that you need all three. And I will be dealing with you on how you can use fasting as a spiritual weapon. Now, many people fasted many times only to receive more power or more of the presence of God in their lives. This is why I normally fasted, until I realized that I can actually use fasting as a spiritual weapon. And you can use fasting as a powerful spiritual weapon. Now, I want to share something with you. I'm going to share a short story with you that has got to do, it's very relevant on the message that I'm preaching on tonight. And many of you might know this story. It's about two lumberjacks, and the one was quite older than the other. Now, the younger one was, he was proud about the fact, I'm Afrikaans, so just please have grace upon me. And he was proud about the fact that he was able to cut down more trees than the older one. Amen. So, even though the older one was known for his speed in chopping down these trees, he felt the urge to propose a challenge to the younger one. And so he challenged him and said, let's take one day and see who could chop down the most amount of trees in one day. Amen. And so they started the challenge, and the young man went furiously. I mean, he was just chopping down trees, going at it, full force. And the older one, and things started to look good to the younger one, because as he looked at the older one, he would see that he would only chop down for 1 hour and then take a 15-minute break. And so he was thinking, I've got this. And he was just going at it. But at the end of the day, the older one chopped down a third more trees than the younger. And somewhat frustrated and agitated and angry, the younger one came and said, but how can this be? I saw you taking more frequent breaks. I don't understand this. And he said, it's very simple. Every time that I sat down, when I took a break to sit down, it was to sharpen my axe. Now, I want you guys to hear this spiritually. For a lot of us have been working hard, and our axe is blunt. And we can't understand why the trees is not falling. We cannot understand, why do I not have breakthrough in my finances? I cannot understand, why do I not have breakthrough in my health? I cannot understand why I do not receive promotion in my place. It's because your spiritual edge needs to be sharpened. And the way of doing it is through fasting. Now, in the olden days, and I'm speaking when kings reigned, and you all know that I love this. I love warfare. And when you had these armies and it was kings, and one king will challenge the other one into battle, and you will have a line, and the one side will stand that side and the other one that side, and then you will just run to each other, and it's just chaos. I mean, it's just everybody killing everybody, amen? So what I want to say and take out of this is, these warriors, these soldiers, they would sit a whole night, and they would take their swords. Now, you need to hear this spiritually. And they will take their swords, and they will sharpen the blade of the sword, even right through the night, hours before the battle. They will sit and they will sharpen the sword, and they, while they're sitting sharpening the sword, and they will think, why am I here? What is the purpose of me going into this battle? You know, they will not do this if they do not have a purpose. They need to understand, why am I going into this battle? And while they're sharpening the blade, they will sit and think, why am I doing this? I've got a purpose, and I'm steadfast in my purpose. So he sharpens that blade to make sure that it's ready to be effectively used in battle. It should be no different to you and me sitting in this place, entering this fast. For it is through this fast that you will sit and sharpen your spiritual edge. It is through this fast that you will sharpen your spiritual man. It is through this fast. It is through this fast that you will start to see things from a holy kingdom perspective. It is through this fast that you will regain you will regain your spiritual edge to once again shut close the gates of hell, because it's through this fasting that you will be taken up to a higher spiritual dimension where you will see things clearly as God sees it, and you will be able to target things accurately in prayer. Amen. It is the discipline of fasting that releases the anointing upon a believer's life. It's very simple. It is the discipline of fasting that releases the anointing upon the life of a believer. Now, what is a discipline? I think a very good example is martial arts. It's a discipline. Now, again, you need to hear this spiritually. At a young age, many of these people, they will study this discipline. They would see something and they would say, that's my role model. I want to be like that person. And from a young age, they will start to train in that discipline. And it's a discipline that they will train in daily. And they will partake in that daily. Now, it is the same. I'm not saying that you should fast every single day, please. What I'm saying is it is a discipline that you apply to your life on a regular basis. Amen. It needs to become a part of your life, of your lifestyle. We as a team of ECC, we fast on a regular, we used to fast on a more regular basis than we do now. And I can tell you, when we used to fast, there was a lot of power. I mean, we had experiences and we have seen things happen. A lot of medical signs, healings and wonders. You just felt closer to God. Fasting carries a lot of power. In the Word, it says that every man has been given a measure of faith. Romans 12 verse 3 says that every man has been given a measure of faith. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, God has given you a full measure. It says that you've got been given a measure of faith. Okay, now, we only operate from a certain amount. You've been given a full measure. You possess the full measure. We just do not tap into that full measure. Amen? So, fasting will break your vessel. It will break your vessel. And it will allow the anointing and the power of God to start flowing more through you. Amen? Because now, at the moment, you're only flowing from without. There's only a little bit of anointing flowing from you. But the moment you fast, you break your body, you bring your flesh subject under God, and more of the anointing and the power of God starts to flow through your life. And it is through this anointing that you will break every bondage and every curse of the enemy. It is through this anointing that you will have breakthrough. For I declare and decree tonight that there will be breakthrough in this fast. That you will have an increase of the anointing upon your life. Matthew 17:20, it says that this is where Jesus, where the disciples tried to cast out a few demons, and they received quite a bad beating, and they went back to Jesus and they asked him, why could we not cast out these demons? And he replied and he said, because you have so little faith. Can you put on for me the NIV version? Now, I'm quoting Matthew 17:20, verse 20 and 21. You will not find verse 21 in the NIV, so don't try and look for it. But I will be quoting it in any way. It says that, and he replied, Jesus replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Howbeit, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, many think that this scripture means that this type of demons. Now, it does mean that, but not just that. It also means that you need this type of faith. Through fasting, this type of faith are released to deal with certain type of situations in your life. It is through this fasting that you will start, your vision will be clear cut according to the kingdom of God, and you will be able to see the way that God sees, the reason why you do not have breakthrough in certain areas of your life is because you do not hear the voice of God. Who knows that you are body, soul, and spirit? And God is spirit. And it's spirit speaking onto spirit. If you cannot hear the voice, it means that your flesh is in control. And you need to put it to death. It says in Romans 8 that the Holy Spirit is in contrary to what the flesh desires. And the flesh is in contrary to what the spirit desires. Amen. And so it's through the Holy Spirit that you put to death the misdeeds of your body. You need to go into this fast. If you cannot hear the voice of God anymore, if once you were on fire for God and you had dreams in front of you, you used to enjoy the presence of God, you used to enjoy praise and worship, you used to enjoy praying, I'm telling you, if you've lost that, go into a fast, for it will break open your vessel. It will bring the power of God upon you like never before. It will stir up within you a desperation, a hunger, and a passion for the true living God. It is only when you have got something to lose that you start praying like a madman. It is written in Luke 5:33-35. And they said unto him, why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees, but thine eat and drink? And he said unto them, can ye make the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then they shall fast in those days. This is just to show that Jesus has led the perfect example. And then even as he has went and was led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit and fasted for 40 days, we should do the same. Not fast for 40 days, but this is a principle that we need to apply to our lives. Amen. What are the reasons why we fast? It is to humble yourself before God. It is to say, Lord, you know what? I've somewhere along the way, I've missed it. I used to run after you with fire. I used to seek you with all that is within me, but somewhere along the way, life just got the best of me and I missed it. But I'm telling you that not all hope is lost. You humble yourself through fasting. You say, Lord God, I want you back in my life. I need your presence back in my life. And that is the very next point that I've got here, seeking God's presence. This is mostly the reason why many people fast. It's also to receive revelation. If you battle to read the Word of God, I'm telling you that through this fast, the Word of God will become alive to you. You will start to receive revelational knowledge into every aspect of your life. Whatever situation you're facing, through the Word of God, God will speak to you. You will overcome. And it's to seek guidance and clear perception through the Holy Spirit on any matter that you are facing. Now, there are two kinds of fast. I'm not talking about the types of fast. I'm speaking about two kinds of fast. The first one is by faith. This is the one that we are going to do corporately here. This is when you start to fast for a specific reason. Amen. There's something I want to make clear, you know, that many think that it's not necessary to fast anymore. Because of the extreme grace message that have been preached, many churches have come to the place where they believe that you do not have to fast anymore. You do not have to do anything. Now, I want to make this very clear that fasting is not for your salvation, and it is not for you to become any more righteous. Who knows that when you have given your heart to Christ Jesus and you said, Lord, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I give you my life. Take full control, that then you are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. There's nothing that you can do to become more righteous. Amen. So you might fast for a certain purpose. You might fast for someone else's salvation. This is how you use fasting as a spiritual weapon. You might fast for a job promotion. You might fast for financial breakthrough. You might fast for your health. And then the second one is by God, where this is where the Holy Spirit suddenly, you feel led by the Holy Spirit to enter the fast. Now, there's no certain amount of time that this fast. You just feel you should start fasting, and then it will end one day, okay? It might go on for 2 days, 3 days, a week, 40 days, okay? So what are the power and the benefits of fasting? It means that you die to self. It breaks open the flesh so that the anointing can flow. It opens your spiritual eyes. It helps you to hear and perceive in the spirit more clearly. It sharpens your spiritual edge, your perception. It's stated in the Word of God that we must watch and pray. It doesn't say that you should pray and watch. It says that you should watch and pray. Now, the word watch means that you should be alert. It gives you insight. It gives you foresight. It gives you perception, guidance. When you start to fast, you get realigned with the kingdom of God. And you start to hear from a holy kingdom perspective. And when you start to pray what you see, then it carries true effect. You call this prophetic praying. Amen. It's when someone come and they say, I fasted and I got the job promotion. I fasted and I got my job promotion. And they think it's because of the fasting. But what actually happened, in essence, what happened is it just realigned you, placed it, catapulted you, placed you in a spiritual dimension where your perception was sharpened and you could precisely hear what God has got to say over a certain situation. Does this make sense? So it's not the fasting, but it's what the fasting does. It merely realigns you with the kingdom of God. So how are we going to get our spiritual edge back through this 21-day fast? I'll be closing with this, then I'm just going to pray for everyone. In 2 Kings 6, verse 1 to 7. And it says, and the sons of the prophets said to Elijah, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan and let every man take a beam from there. And let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go. Then one said, please consent to go with us. And he answered, I will go. So he went with him. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. Just stop there. Just go one back. Alas, master, it was borrowed. Now the axe head in the above scripture symbolizes the anointing and the power of God upon a believer's life. Now many, now the enemy wants to convince many that the call of God upon their lives have been taken away. He's desperately trying to convince many that they have been disqualified and have been cut off from the power of God. He comes in and he whispers and he says that, listen here, you do not have the power nor the anointing upon your life no more. He comes in and he says that, listen here, God cannot use you anymore. But I'm telling you, I've got two words for you tonight. If the devil is speaking to you like this, and that is, but God, I want you to stand up tonight and shout with me, but God, but God, but God. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus Christ that the anointing of God will come upon your life through this fast like never before. I command breakthrough in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I command, I declare and decree that when you open your eyes, that the enemy will start shaking in his shoes. I command that when your feet touches the ground, the devil will shout and say, oh no, he's awake. Oh no, she's awake. And he will run and flee for his life. But God, it's time that you take every word, every prophecy that I've been given you and to rub it in the Satan's face and to say, but God, I've said, but God, I've purposed me. It takes some action from your side. You see, the axe head had fallen in the water, but all was not lost. The axe head fell into the water, but all was not lost. As you're standing in this place, many, many have lost their fire. Many have lost their passion. Many have lost their hunger for God, but it's not lost. It is not lost. Be hungry for God. It's time that the church get its desperation back for God and that we cry out to God and say, Lord, that I need you. And through this fast, God will meet you. There will be breakthrough in this fast in every aspect of your life. There will be multiplication in your finances. I speak this. I declare and I decree this in the name of the Most High God. There will be increase. There will be an increase of the anointing upon your life to such an extent that there will be a permanent flow. As your vessel is becoming broken every day, the anointing will flow, and it will flow, and it will change the people around you without you even having to say anything. The presence of God will be tangible upon your life. Tangible. I pray that you will receive your love back for God through this fast. That you will truly receive your love back for God through this fast. I pray for a holy hunger to be stirred up. I did respiration in every spirit, every soul and heart. For more of the presence of the Almighty God. For it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It is the anointing that is upon your life that will give you breakthrough. We need to get to that place where we are desperate. Where we said that I have had enough of my situation. I have had enough. I need a change and I need it now. So the man of God said, where did it fall? Go one back. And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there and made the iron head float. Go on again. Therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. Pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and took it. For many sitting here, God have already given you your breakthrough. He've already given you your healing. For many sitting here, he's already given it. But it takes some participation from your side. It says in Joshua 18 verse 3. And Joshua said to all the Israelites, how long will you wait before you begin to take possession of the land that the Lord the God have already given you? How long will you wait? How long will you wait before you start taking action? Stand up now and say, I claim my ground. I take back, say it. Whatever was stolen from me, it will be given back sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. Amen.